Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
My good friend Caleb sent me a note yesterday and said, Steve, another recall. I'm like, okay, who is it this time? Because at this point, you can pretty much assume that every vehicle is under recall for something. It just seems that way. But actually, it's not. But it's just, you know, like I said, we talk about these things, so it becomes more on our radar. So from carandriver.com comes a story written by Laura Sky Brown. Subaru recalls 466,000 vehicles for ignition coil fix. 466,000 vehicles. And now, that's a lot of vehicles. And I whenever I talk about recalls, people always ask about what the exact distinction is, why some vehicles are recalled and some are not. And I've talked about this before, but I'm going to get into it in a little more detail at the end of the video because it raises an interesting point. There are some vehicles I believe should have been recalled that weren't. And then there have been vehicles that are recalled that I'm not sure they were actually right for being a federal mandated recall. But in this case, these are 2017 to 2019 Subarus with ignition coils, which could degrade and lead to stalling, a stalling condition. A separate recall of 400,000 plus vehicles will address the loose rear stabilizer bracket. Subaru of America has announced it will recall nearly 500,000 Crosstrek and Impreza vehicles from 2017 through 2019. So if you've got a Crosstrek or an Impreza, 2017, 18, or 19, you might have a problem here you got to take care of. This is a problem with ignition coils that could degrade and cause stalling. The automaker says that reports of this occurrence are extremely low, and no accidents or injuries have been reported. The recall includes 466,205 Impreza and Crosstrek vehicles from 2017, 18, and 19. Subaru said it will notify affected owners by mid-June. Dealers will check and update the engine control module programming and replace ignition coils as needed. Separately, Subaru is also recalling 405,000 2019 Crosstrek and Forester vehicles to check and retorque the rear stabilizer bracket bolts that could come loose and cause damage. The automaker says that in this case, too, there have been very few reports and no accidents or injuries. It's just that the rear stabilizer bracket bolts might need to be retorqued. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has not yet listed these two recalls on its recalls website, but owners can check there to find out if their vehicle is involved in the recall eventually. So it's not yet on the NHTSA site, but it will be shortly. But that's actually two recalls. But it appears that the one is safety mandated. The other one, I'm not quite sure if it's a safety recall or not, but it's the 466,000 Crosstreks and Imprezas that might have a problem with the ignition coil. And then the 405,000 Crosstreks and Foresters, which might have a loose rear stabilizer bracket bolt, okay? So here's the thing. I talked before about technical service bulletins and recalls. People get these confused all the time. Technical service bulletin means that the manufacturer has identified a problem that's widespread across a particular platform. If they found a fix for it, they issue a technical service bulletin. That's to help the dealers fix a problem that has confounded them thus far. But a technical service bulletin is simply advice on how to fix a problem. A recall is when the manufacturer, pursuant to rules and regulations issued by the federal government, when the manufacturer says, we are going to call these vehicles back and repair them because of a safety issue. And the interesting thing is, it's paid for by the manufacturer. It's not part of the warranty. It is simply something they must do by law. So you can have a vehicle that's out of warranty, and if it gets recalled for a safety problem, they'll fix it for free, despite the fact it's out of warranty. So these are mandated by the federal government. So you might say, what exactly causes them to mandate something like this? And by the way, this is straight from NHTSA. Approximately 35,000 lives were lost on our nation's highways. Although that number represents a 17.8% decrease in traffic fatalities since 2006, more can still be done to address this issue on our nation's highways. The National Traffic and Motor Vehicle Safety Act gives NHTSA the authority to issue vehicle safety standards and to require manufacturers to recall vehicles that have safety-related defects or do not meet federal safety standards. So in other words, the vehicle could have a defect and need to be repaired. But likewise, if it simply doesn't meet federal standards, if they discover that after it's been released for whatever reason, they can actually order a recall and make them do what's ever necessary to make it meet federal safety standards. Since that act was enacted in 1966, NHTSA has recalled more than 390 million cars, trucks, buses, RVs, motorcycles, and mopeds as well as 46 million tires, 66 million pieces of motor vehicle equipment, and 42 million car seats due to safety defects. Now, here's the deal. Manufacturers voluntarily initiate many of these recalls, while others are either influenced by NHTSA investigations or ordered by NHTSA via the courts. Occasionally, you hear about this where a manufacturer says, we don't think this is unsafe. We don't think it's a problem. NHTSA says, we think it is. We ordered you to do it. Manufacturer goes, no. At that point, NHTSA can go to court and litigate it and try to force the manufacturer to go along with the recall. You may have heard, and I might do a story on it shortly, Peloton right now is involved in a fight like this, but not with NHTSA because a Peloton is not a vehicle. Peloton is fighting with the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, because the CPSC has a similar ability with respect to consumer goods. And there have been reports of injuries coming from Peloton treadmills. And Peloton is fighting it, saying, we don't want to have to recall this. We don't think we should have to. And the CPSC is saying, oh, we think you should. And so that's going to play out in the near future. And like I said, I'll do a story on that eventually. But if a safety defect is discovered, the manufacturer must notify NHTSA as well as vehicle or equipment owners, dealers, and distributors. And the manufacturer is then required to remedy the problem at no charge to the owner. NHTSA is responsible for monitoring the manufacturer's corrective action to ensure successful completion of the recall campaign. And among other things, they run the website, NHTSA.gov, where you can look up vehicles by VIN and see if they're subject to recall. And that's part of what NHTSA does to help facilitate this law. So it all boils down to a safety defect, a safety defect. And that's where the confusion begins, because the Subaru issues with the ignition coil that could cause it to stall. You're driving along the road one day and your car stalls. This vehicle is behind you, cruising along at steady pace. They're not expecting you to stop out of the blue or come to a crawl. And so your vehicle stalls. That is a safety issue. You're trying to merge into traffic on the freeway, car stalls. You're making a left-hand turn in a busy intersection, your car stalls. These are all dangerous situations. So this gets us back to the Ford dual clutch transmission. Everything gets us back to there. As we've discussed many times before, Ford put on the road a transmission, several different vehicles, for a couple different years, that was called a dual clutch transmission. And for the most part, they were all defective. They were all pretty much the same, but they often experienced a variety of characteristics, shall we say, where the transmission would shift harshly into gear, would real slam into gear, or it would judder. That's actually the word they would use in internal memos, judder, J-U-D-D-E-R, where the car would buck and shake and stuff. And it would get the car from point A to point B. It would get the car around. But I've spoken to people who had them and said, I was trying to merge, and all of a sudden the car starts doing that juddering thing. Now, it didn't stall, but it made it dangerous to merge. And or I've been in a intersection, I was going to make a left-hand turn, and all of a sudden it's doing that thing where it's jerking around and stuff, and it seems unsafe. I personally believe, this is my personal opinion, I personally believe that if it had affected fewer cars, it would have been recalled. I think that somebody looked at it and said, well, they haven't got a fix. There is no fix. And recalling every single one of those cars for that time frame would have cost like a gazillion dollars. So why order them to do a recall, which would in essence bankrupt the company, when they can't fix it? And if they had a fix, likewise. And so it would almost get you back to the Takata airbag situation. And you might say, but Steve, they ordered a recall in Takata. Yeah, they did. And what happened to Takata? And by the way, I know people who still haven't gotten their airbags replaced yet. So there is a situation where the recall, although it's meant well, doesn't solve the problem, because ordering a manufacturer to recall something is great if they can do it and are willing to do it. And so, you know, every time I see somebody like Subaru step up and say, hey, look, we're going to do a recall here voluntarily, we're not fighting this, we're going to do it. And they say no injuries reported, it's just something we discovered, we're going to recall 466,000 of these vehicles. That's great. I salute them. That's what they're supposed to do. But on the other hand, like I said, the Takata airbags, company wound up, I think they may have gotten bought out by somebody. But anyways, the company does not exist now in the form it existed before. And also, there are people out there who are waiting to get the airbags replaced in their vehicles, but they can't get them because they just haven't got enough of them to go around. So that's all fine and dandy. So getting us back to the Ford dual clutch transmission, the vehicles are still on the road. I know people who've got them, who've had them. I've driven one myself, and I thought that car was unsafe. When I drove the car, I thought it was unsafe. But NHTSA never came to that conclusion. Ford never came to that conclusion because Ford could have voluntarily recalled them, but they didn't. And NHTSA, of course, never ordered them to recall them. So is that a safety issue? I've been in this field now for 30 years. I study recalls. I pay attention to recalls. And whenever I see a recall, I look at it and go, hey, what, does this make sense? What's causing this one? And so the dividing line between what is a safety defect and what is not as bright line as you might think it is. So safety-related defects can lead to recalls. But again, is a transmission that harshly shifts or judders occasionally and unexpectedly, is that a safety-related defect? And I know a lot of people say, yeah, obviously it is. But then you get into a situation, well, can we order a recall that's that large, that costly, when there is no fix? And as of right now, there still is no fix to the dual-clutch transmissions. And sadly, I still get phone calls. People say, Steve, I've got one of these cars. What do I do? Like, I'm sorry. You know, there's some class actions out there that are just kind of smoldering, and they're going to continue to smolder for a long time. So sorry about that. I can't. There's some people I can't help, unfortunately. And I wish I could, but I can't. So as of right now, though, Subaru will help you if you've got one of these vehicles, and that is the Crosstrek or the Impreza from 17, 18, or 19, or the Crosstrek or Forester from 2019. And it's the ignition coils for the first group of cars, 466,000. And it's the rear stabilizer bracket bolts being retorqued on the second group, which doesn't sound like a very complex repair. I can't imagine it costs much, and I can't imagine it takes that long. Probably just a matter of pull it in a bay, put it up on a hoist, have a guy grab a torque wrench, torque, and you're done. So that one's not a big deal. But the first one might be, because the car could stall on you, and that would be a safety-related defect. So there you go. Subaru recalls 466,000 Crosstrek and Impreza vehicles for an ignition coil fix. CarAndDriver.com ran it. Caleb sent it to me. Thanks a lot. And Laura Sky Brown wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It's your road and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but no one can walk it for you.